to Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses number 6 and 7. That's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. If you don't want to look at the screen, but you want to hold your word in your hand, there's something about that. I've got both the written word and the technology word, but it's all the same. Here's how it reads. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Stress, Worry, and the Christian Life. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And as we come today, we want to decrease so that you might increase. Save someone who is watching or listening to this broadcast who may not know you, and encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Stress, worry, and the Christian life. Can I be transparent with you today? All of us have moments of stress and worry. They're not figments of our imagination. Stress is real. You may be feeling stressful right now. You may have something that's causing you to worry at this very moment. How do I know? We all have that operating in our lives. You know, back in 2012, here in Baltimore, Nick Walenda, he's a tightrope expert, actually walked across the Inner Harbor, and it was a moment that those who were there were just fascinated. And during that walk, he slipped and didn't fall, but took a knee and got back up. You think he might have been a little stressful. You think he might have been worried. But that's something that's in his family. His family have been a part of this particular act for many years. But the experts tell us that anxiety and stress and worry are real. Some 40 million people suffer today with an anxiety disorder. Stress. You know, stress is really a response. It is connected to something on the outside, something that may not be internal, but maybe it's an event. Maybe you have a work deadline that's causing you a lot of stress. Perhaps there's a scary medical report that you're anticipating. Those things can cause us to stress and to worry. And when we worry, it's our minds are not playing tricks on us. Worry is real. Negative thoughts, uncertain situations in life. Can I pay my rent? My car note is due. Things that will cause you to worry. And it's easy for someone to say, "Child, I wouldn't worry about that." Well, that's their situation. And unless you're giving me a word, I'm concerned. But concern comes out of worry and out of stress. And then COVID-19 comes along and adds to anxiety, adds to depression. But there is good news today. God has a prescription for stress and worry. Can I advance it a bit further? God has a vaccine. Amen. It's not around the corner. It's in the Word of God. It is what we need today. This stress and worry within the Christian life. Let's take a deeper dive, a closer look into this letter that Paul writes to the church at Philippi. It is a church under persecution because they believe in Jesus. They're under persecution and could lose their lives because they are following the teachings of Paul, and Paul is talking about Jesus. And check this out. Paul is actually on death row. Yeah. He's in prison saying, "Y'all hang in there." Isn't that amazing that the one who should have been stressed out and worried was the very person encouraging the church at large? This letter tells us more about Christ in our life, Christ in our minds, Christ as our goal, Christ as our Savior. He tells the people in the fourth verse, if you back up a couple of verses, to rejoice. Are you kidding me, Paul? Rejoice in the Lord. Celebrate. Now, that may seem odd, but have you ever found yourself in a situation that you were going through a stressful moment or a worrisome moment, and you said, you know what? I'm just going to sing a song. I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm not going to pull my hair out. I'm going to give God the... Oh, you've done it in your car. I've driven by you a time or two where you thought about what you were going through, but then you thought about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done, and your soul cried out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. And then we've got to, in this particular moment, I believe we've got to do something and then say something, and then I believe we're going to feel something. Do something. The Bible in verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything. Anything. Paul writes this really as a command. Easier said than done. Don't be edgy. Don't be jittery. Don't be nervous. Don't be uptight. He says, don't worry about anything. We've all got an anything. There's something, even at this moment, that as much as you try to forget about it, it troubles you at night. It wakes up with you first thing in the morning. It does that to you. I always say that worry has your home address and stress has your cell number, and they keep going after you day in and day out. But anything, I believe, means anything. We have to identify with these people and certain people and your people and places and things that cause us anxiety, that cause us to be worried. Now, let me be transparent again. I don't know a person, but maybe you are cool. When I got to do a dental appointment, I'm like, all right now, Lord, make sure everything go okay. When I got a checkup at the doctor, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm praying while I'm in there. I don't care if I'm just getting a shot. I'm praying. Or a big decision that we all face, you get a little uneasy about it, even as a Christian. But 1 Peter 5 and 7 reminds us to cast all our anxiety, or to cast all of our cares on him, because he cares for us. That you got to do something. As we deal with worry and stress as Christians, and let me just put a point there, as a believer, as someone who's saved, you're not exempt from worry. You're not exempt from stress. But not just doing something, we must say something. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Say something to God about what you're going through. It's okay to call someone and to share with a friend or a complete stranger, but have you talked to God about it? Mm-hmm. Have you run it by God and says, now, you know, I'm stressed out, God. You know that I'm worried about my tomorrow, but have you talked to him? Have you said something? The Bible says that in 11:28 of Matthew, to come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is a promise. Don't be shy. We can be shy sometimes that we've thought of everything else, watched every television program, went and read every Facebook page, but we've not had a little talk with Jesus. The Bible talks about what Jesus did. He would go out early in the morning and to pray. And so in those situations, we have to pray unto God. Look at Daniel. He was in the lion's den based on his refusing to bow down to anyone. And what was he doing? Sleeping with the lions. God will take care of you in every situation. And here's a starter prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. You know, that's it, calling on him even with that. That is the good news. And Jesus gave the best example. It's one thing to think about your problem and to dwell on that situation and to worry about it. And I've heard old sayings, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. We go through that.
Yeah.
We all feel that. It is not a good feeling. But you've got to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ about it. And the good news is, he will hear you. Now, let me just put this in here. We have a history with God. Think about that one thing that God brought you through. You thought you were not going to make it. You thought you were going to lose it all and lose your mind, but God brought you through. Now, that was yesteryear. You've forgotten about that. But the same God who brought you through that stress and worry moment will do it again. You got to say something, and you've got to do something, and then you'll feel something. Amen? Praise God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace is designed for us, not the world's peace. See, the world gives you something and it wears off. Amen? The world gives you something and it does not work. But the peace of God is able to pass all understanding, even when you don't get it, you feel a peace. And people will think you're crazy. Why are you so laid back and peaceful? Didn't I see the repo man at your house last night? Why are you so relaxed? Didn't the doctor tell you the report could be bad on Monday? But God has given you a peace. Amen. So stop right now and take a deep breath. And then exhale and say, God, I sense, I feel your peace. This is peace that comes from you. John 16:33. And Jesus is saying these words. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. We've got peace, beloved, with benefits. Amen. Peace that will guard our hearts and minds. Why do they need to be guarded? Because see, once God gives you that peace, the enemy will try to invade your peace. So this peace is like the 24-hour security guard. This peace will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, I believe it's possible to have peace. I believe it's possible to defeat worry and stress in the Christian life, but it won't happen overnight. We have to take baby steps. You're not going 0 to 60. You know, one day you are stressed, the next day you're fine, unless you're taking something. And I'm not going into your life. But even those things that can be helpful will wear off. But when you take baby steps, God, I'm going to claim peace today. And then when you get me up in the morning, I'm going to claim your promises for that day. Every day really is a day of thanksgiving. And think about it. What would life feel like if you could operate without stress and worry bombarding you? You've got to claim the promises of God. Song says, standing on the promises of God. Paul writes so in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your work and your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Psalm 27 says, do what? To wait on the Lord and to be of good courage. I would have fainted, would have given out if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Wait on him. Says it twice. Isaiah says, you know what? He giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increases strength. Jesus was faint on that cross. He was worn down, worn out, but he went to the cross. Why? He knew that his Father would be right there with him. And there's holy God and there's holy man. And holy man was stressed in the Garden of Gethsemane. But holy God knew he would be brought through. He went to that cross and he nailed stress and worry on the cross. I ask the question, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there is a cross for me. You keep on stepping because God has got you. Why? It was at the cross where you first saw the light and the burdens, look at it, of your heart rolled away. Well, it was there by faith I received my sight and now I'm happy. I know you think I'm crazy. I know you're stressed. I'm happy all the day. I've got joy unspeakable because I realize that I've done something by way of his word. Amen. That I've said something and I feel this peace in my life. Well, that's the vaccine for today. Is no matter what you're going through, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. He can deal with that stress and deal with the worry that's in every life, even the Christian life. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed. Beloved, know that God is available. He offers an invitation to each of us. You ever got an invitation someplace and say, oh, I think they invited us. RSVP, we got to be there. We can't miss this. You don't want to miss the opportunity for your life to change. And maybe you're okay with your life the way you have it. But we can testify today, those of us who know Jesus, that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, no matter what you're facing. I want you to feel that sense of peace today. I want you to say, you know what? I started this day worried about 2011 things, but I'm going to one by one put them aside. Jesus, you got this. Amen. You got this. I can't handle it. You've got it. And I'm going to keep on pushing and keep on praising and keep on giving God the praise. Let's bow today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, the one whom you sent to deal with the broken humanity, to give us hope for the future. I come today knowing that there's probably someone watching or listening whose name or location I have no idea of, but you know, because you're everywhere. God, touch that heart today. Save that soul today. Let them know that everything is possible through you. And God, for those of us who just need some encouragement, been beat down, had some good days, had some down days, but through it all, we've not complained because God has a way of bringing us through. Touch that heart too. We ask it all now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So give God a praise today. Wherever you are, give me a thought.